The Motor Trade Association is calling for the trial of the scrap and replace car scheme to be extended to all New Zealanders, not just low and middle income households. We're joined now by the association's advocacy manager, Greg Epps. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, Clarence.
Yeah, so the minister this morning, Michael Woods, suggesting how median household income around 75,000 would be the cut-off. You think that, that's too low?
Well, I think what we'd like to see is just everyone to have the opportunity to move to cleaner, safer vehicles. The other aspect of the scheme that we haven't been so keen on is the focus on electrified vehicles. We're in a transition. We need to go from where we are now to cleaner. And we can do that by moving people into cleaner ICE vehicles as well as moving them into low-emission vehicles.
Right. So, and what about hybrids and this sort of thing? And you're suggesting we need a sort of a stepping stone approach, do we?
Yeah. I mean, as I say, we've been talking about a transition. So we do need to start thinking about what we're driving right now and how we can move people into cleaner vehicles. And if people can't even move into a cleaner vehicle, what can they be doing with that, with that car right now in terms of servicing and keeping it performing at its optimum?
Problem is the government's got emissions targets that it has to meet, budgets that it's got to meet, and they need to have a certain number of zero emissions cars in order to meet that, don't they? I mean, if we look at the UK's ban, it's a tailpipe zero emissions ban on new petrol diesel cars by 2035. Do we need something like that here?
Well, I mean, your earlier speaker, Mark England, was talking about the 30% EVs by 2035 being ambitious, and I think he's right. We can set all the targets we want, but if the supply is not there, and at the moment we're seeing difficulties with battery component materials, supply line issues, now those may clear up over the next few years, but we'll be behind the eight ball in terms of heading for those targets, which is why MTA has been talking about what can we do with the cars that are on the road now, and that's moving people into something cleaner, doesn't have to be the cleanest car, but cleaner than what they've got, or looking at what they've got and how can they service it to keep it running at its best.
Understand, fair point. Now, but in terms of that supply of electric vehicles, if we look a bit to the future, presumably the big car companies, we know they're ramping up production, aren't they, of the EVs. The world is heading that way, which is encouraging. When would you expect there to be the types of supply we want?
Well, a lot of the manufacturers are pointing to around 2030 for having vast amounts of their models as EVs. But, of course, those will be the new cars, and we're not really a new car economy. Most of our imports tend to be, it's either one-to-one new to used or sometimes used as a head. We look for those used vehicles. So we'll be a few years behind them as well. So, I wouldn't expect New Zealand to be able to be tapping into a good supply of electrified vehicles until well into the 2030s.
And what about the chicken and egg scenario of the charging infrastructure? Do we just build the infrastructure now in advance, or do we wait till we have more cars here?
Yeah, I think it has to be all part of the movement to making EVs acceptable for people. People need to understand what their cars are doing at the moment. That's, we've also called for emissions testing so people understand their vehicles. But we've also called for the EV charging infrastructure to be rolled out pretty much along the lines of where the service stations are, because people are familiar with those as the place to go to fuel up their car. And if it's petrol, they can get petrol, and if it's electricity, they can get electricity.
Home charging is the key, though, isn't it? And what do people do if they don't have off-street parking?
Well, this is one of the points we've raised in conversations with MOT about the focus of the scrappage scheme is do the people who receive these vehicles, do they have a home circumstance where they can have off-street parking? Are they on prepaid electricity? Are they in a house-sharing arrangement where the other members of the house aren't keen for that person to be plugging in their EV? So, I mean, we do need to be thinking about all these things and how we can encourage people and support them into putting charging in their houses as well.
I mean, I know we've still got, 3.5 million cars or something, petrol cars, diesel cars in this country, but where are mechanics at in terms of the shift towards EVs? It would require, obviously, less work, but does it change the job?
Only with respect to understanding the new electric drivetrain, being able to diagnose any issues there. There are all the same sorts of things in terms of steering and suspension and brakes and all those aspects of the vehicle that you'd normally be looking at. When it comes to the moving parts of the engine, those are gone, but you need to think about the cooling systems for the batteries, because the batteries get very hot. You need to think about the safety around dealing with those batteries. So and we have our mechanic, our workshops are crying out for EV training, so we're trying to get that working with Mito and others to put training in front of them. But we also need to look overseas and bring some expertise in, which is why we need to be looking at the immigration settings around supporting industries to get the skills they need.
Greg, thank you very much for that. Greg Epps there, who is the Motor Trade Association's Advocacy Manager. Appreciate your time this morning.